Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the podcast that's constantly looking for assistance. The men's in frenzemies are Chris Ramsey's, Mike's the Wards, and the Goblin in the chair.
And you're a penthouse.
Yeah.
This is the first Canadian supergroup of podcasting.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
we are.
Yeah, let's go.
It's like, yeah.
Remember the Spice Girls?
Yeah.
We're the Spice Girls.
We're the Spice Boys.
Yeah.
Stop. Right
I was
now.
Like, when I saw you guys, I was like, you guys could use another white guy, yeah. I feel. Like, another white guy.
You're the
I
only
feel.
White guy. Yeah. You got a Portuguese guy,
that's true,
a Greek
that's
guy,
true.
An Italian-Albanian guy.
Just because you're Greek doesn't mean you're not white. What are you talking
hey,
about?
Hey, we
you're,
have Preach,
you're
too.
You're still white.
Yeah, we have Preach.
Preach is the black spice girl. Yeah.
You can't get away with racism.
Preach is scary spice. Ça fait peur. Ah, that's Preach. No, it's true, though. You're the only white guy.
Remember yeah. in every...
You're white, too. Stop it.
I'm Greek.
That doesn't mean you're not white.
You guys didn't consider me white before. Now I'm part of the team because you made too many enemies, Whitey.
No, you're definitely white. Definitely still Greek and white.
He's Portuguese.
That is
oh, yeah,
true.
I think
true.
Portuguese is white, too, though.
Yeah.
We yeah, were not
that's
considered.
Like whenever Jews say, Jewish people go, well, I'm Jewish, I'm not white. Go fuck
you're
yourself.
They're
you're
white.
White.
They're
yeah. White is the skin color.
Yeah,
it isn't a feeling.
Exactly.
You can't identify
like,
as white.
Like Asians
you're white.
Don't no, you do couldn't. That, right? They don't go like, "Hey, you're you're not Asian. You're Filipino."
But no, yeah. but it's not us who are saying we're not white. It's for years, you guys, the whites, were telling us that we're not white. We were other than.
Yeah. No, I yeah. feel like you're all still like, well, you're clearly like you guys got up in arms when we said Cleopatra was black.
She was Greek.
Yeah, she's white. That's what
I'm saying. I like to use the word Caucasian.
Yeah. All right.
He just likes to use the word cock and Asian.
Asian, yeah. Asian. He's like, I have an Asian cock.
Now Michael B. Jordan is going to be Hercules.
What?
Yeah, yeah. You talked about that the other
yeah.
night.
Yeah.
That's and fun.
Then, and I don't know what else is next.
Oh, did you see, I don't know why when you said Michael B. Jordan, I guess it's because he was in Creed. Did you
that was
guys,
a good movie.
Did you guys see the documentary Sly about
oh,
Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah. I actually did, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, but fluff what, piece. What a
God
fluff piece,
damn,
dude.
He really... enjoys himself. Like
of course. He directed it. He produced and directed
but
it.
It's called Sly.
It's not a documentary. It's just him talking about
yeah,
what
cool
he's done and in front of statues of himself. Yeah. It's just him. It's just statues of yeah. himself.
And how much
time.
His dad sucked.
Yeah, and his dad
beat the
garbage.
Shit out of him. Yeah. Did you, only because like fucking a Schwarzenegger had a 3-part fucking miniseries that was so sick. About him, about Arnold, like in his like rise through, you know, weightlifting, acting, and then becoming a fucking governor. And he had this, and Sly was like, I need one of those too. And he directed it himself.
And he had Arnold on it.
I got a funny story about Sly, actually.
Ooh.
Okay. On Big Trick Energy TV show, we had our sound guy, you know, because we were constantly like, if we said some shit, our sound guy had our backs and he would just like look at us in the corner. He'd be like, as in, like, you're fucking mic'd up, dude. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, shut the fuck up. Because we'd say shit all the time. There's four guys. You know, if you
the
mic
N-word's
this up.
It's going to be flying.
Yeah. yeah. If you mic'd this up, dude, on a TV show for 4 months.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And plus, since it was a for you, was the sound guy always going, your dicks are out.
Yeah.
Sounds on your dicks.
Oh, he's seen her dicks.
We can hear the pissing sound yeah. through the mic.
He's not the camera guy, so he's definitely seen her dicks. But at one point, I asked him, I'm like, dude, you fucking... His name is Peter. Shout out, Peter. I was like, you hear some fucking wild shit, Peter. Like, for sure you've heard, even on this set, you've heard some wild shit.
What I know
is,
the story.
What is something wild that you've heard? And he goes, he's like, Sylvester Stallone went to his trailer, and he fucking, he asked his girl.
He fucked Will Smith.
He asked his girl to give him head. And as she's giving him
his
head.
His girl or a girl?
A girl.
Okay.
Yeah. A girl.
I don't know what girl.
Give me brain.
And she goes, oh, yeah? And he goes, but I want you to call me Sly. And then I see the and then I see the fucking documentary come out on Netflix called Sly. And I'm like, he chose that name?
Yeah, of course he chose that name.
That's his fucking cum name. That's what he said. That's what he wants people to say when he comes.
He's Sly.
He's not Sly. He's not fooling anyone.
Who is that lady?
Can't say.
But do you know who the mysterious cocksucker was?
No, I don't know what year it was. I don't know what lady it was, but I know that it happened. According to this guy, the sound guy who had to listen to Sly Stallone get a blowjob.
We didn't have to listen. He chose to listen.
No, you have to listen.
Yeah.
I mean, after a couple of seconds, you know what's happening.
Amazing sounds, because like, Sylvester Stallone, is all his acting is just sounds.
Hey, Mickey.
What's the parking situation here? Do you have to like pay after a certain time or what?
It's free after 9.
Until 9 or 11.
Oh, yeah. It's 11
now.
Oh,
good.
Yeah. This is how lazy I am. I have an apartment illegally up the street, and I got here, and I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to pay $11 so I don't have to walk up the street.
I parked illegally in the back.
Well, because walking down isn't bad.
Yeah, walking down is amazing. Yeah.
Walking down is shit.
That's a fucking crazy hill.
I'll bring you up.
Big hill to walk.
Yeah, I'll bring you up.
I found a little spot.
Oh, before I forget, I'm looking for a manager, and then you told me you're looking for an assistant, or you were looking for an assistant.
I was looking for an assistant, and as a, it wasn't really a joke, but I was talking to one of my friends who he has an assistant who's really good, but he only uses her for half the time, and he was like, I think she could work with you, and I was like, I think I want a dude though, because I'm afraid that I'm gonna be saying shit that, you know, I shouldn't say. So I'm not crazy. I'd rather a dude. And he goes, no, I think she's okay. I think. And then 2 days later, he calls me. He goes, yeah, I told her that you weren't comfortable with women because you say stuff that's horrible.
Nice.
And she says she's okay with it. And I was like, I can't hire this fucking woman now.
I know, she might be a keeper now.
Because, like, she probably thinks the whole fucking time working with me, I'll be like, hey, can you check? You got to send this to my accountant and look at the fucking tits on that whore. Look at the fucking goddamn. Hey,
good morning, Susie. Show me your pussy.
She assumes he's like, you got to pick up my dry cleaning and don't let the Muslims touch it. Like, she's expecting a fucking lunatic.
She's an old fashioned gal, which is kind of nice. She's okay with it. She's like, no, I'm fine with it. That's kind of nice.
Because I was telling the same thing, but so I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I think it's better a dude just because the crazy shit.
Or like, here's the thing. Like, even for dating, I was thinking about that. Like, I'm really happy with my girlfriend, but I'm so happy that she's about my age.
Yeah, of course.
Because I was like, if I was dating a chick that was like in her 20s, I'd get canceled every single day.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I could never say what I'm actually thinking about anything.
No.
No, yeah. No, she would cancel you.
Yeah, she'd cancel me. She'd fucking, she'd rat me out to everyone.
That's crazy. Yeah, she would, 100%.
That sucks, though. Imagine you find a chick on one of the dating apps. You like her. You think it's all cool. And then she's just a fucking rat.
But a woman, like my girlfriend, my age, so she's telling her friends, Mike is super woke. He always says how he loves the fags. Fags are nice. Fags are nice.
Yeah. I don't care whether you think you're a table or a beer bottle, he'll support you.
She's in the industry too, right?
So
that's kind of nice too.
Yeah, she gets
She's
it.
Seen it. She's been, you know, she's seen all the shit that goes on and heard the stuff. And that's good to have too.
And plus I like that she's been, like she worked in the movie industry for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And then she worked at Just for Laughs in the big days of Just for Laughs. Yeah. And
the shady days
in the very shady days,
good party days,
and then
someone said the good days,
and then she's been working in production for like shows for the last like 15 years, so she's met garbage people, so for her she thinks I'm the best person in the world just because I don't finger people without consent,
I don't
call people names, you know. So she's like,
you are a good guy. Even like you like people who don't know you. You sound like a terrible person to people who don't know you, but people who know you understand that you're a great guy.
Yeah,
like, that goes without saying. And I think that's why you get away with a lot of shit.
Mm.
Yeah, man.
If you were a piece of shit, you wouldn't get away with
exactly. If you were a piece of shit, you wouldn't get away with half the shit you said.
No, there's no way. Yeah. Oh, like it reminds me, Longueuil. there's a mayor in Longoria. She's a lady.
Yeah.
And she has a police escort for the last month.
Really?
Why?
Why? People are threatening to kill her.
She's Jewish.
No, she's not Jewish.
No,
Quebec.
She's French Quebecois.
Yeah. How'd you say that?
Oh, because never mind.
No, Hamas is threatening her. Other Quebecers are threatening her.
Why?
Because apparently she went on a tirade and she's murdering animals in Longueuil.
What?
Oh, yeah. Because she wants to kill the deer, right?
Something. I don't know what she wants to kill.
Yeah, because there's a bunch of... There's a little forest with a bunch of deer.
Yeah.
And there's too many. But it's cute as fuck. Like,
right,
you're 4 minutes from Montreal and you're driving and you're like, God damn, there's deer.
They're the cutest animal.
Yeah. Yeah. And
she wants to kill him.
She wants the thing though, like
she wrote fuck Bambi as her status. She's a lunatic.
Hey, someone's got to do it.
Even like people offered to give money, and I was one of those people to like get, because apparently there's 80 deer and maximum they can only have 20.
So we're like, these rules?
Just fucking take 60 and send them to fucking northern Quebec.
Yeah.
And then she was like, no, but then they might have diseases and then they'll contaminate.
Oh, fuck off.
Have COVID.
Yeah.
Do you remember when the deers had COVID?
Did they have COVID?
No. Yeah.
You don't remember this?
Because they didn't mask up.
Yeah, after a year in Calgary, they were like, oh, there was a whole story on the Canadian news, like, deer now have COVID. We've tested them. We got to watch out.
I think
I remember this.
I didn't even get COVID.
Like, if we
had
got
all the diseases,
like,
yeah.
So
it was just stupid.
I was worried
propaganda.
About that, for real. Like, first time I got COVID, I was afraid for my dog.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, my fucking dog.
He's even old dog.
He's old, and he's fucking, his teeth were loose.
It's a real thing.
I don't know. So I was like, oh, God, yeah. I was like, stay back.
I don't want to hurt you.
I didn't care. I was coughing on my wife, my mother-in-law. I didn't give a fuck for my dog.
But yeah, so people want to kill her. She's had a police escort for a month.
Shit. I mean, reasonable.
You know what? Now that you explain it, yeah, it is reasonable. Yeah. Why is she going on a murder spree?
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up.
Who are you to play God, lady?
That's kind of fucked up. Also, where is this? What town?
Longueuil.
Longueuil.
Oh, Longueuil. Oh, that's even more fucked up because, like, if she was, like, from Abitibi or something, I would get, like, oh, she's just looking for meat or something. You know, she's looking to hunt. But this
No,
is
not
just...
even. They're just going
to
slaughter them.
It's a little Montreal lady.
That is crazy. Yeah, you're actually right. They should move them.
What's the... how do they go about that?
I think she has to...
They just hire an assassin?
No, she just gets a bow and arrow and does it herself,
like,
I hope.
What do they do with that?
I think she hires hunters.
Yeah, I mean, she made the decision. She should slice all those necks herself. Yeah.
Apparently, when you bang her, you got to call her Sly.
Yeah, I mean, she made that decision, right? So but it's
this,
only fair.
This is crazy. Blade and her in the forest alone?
I have a friend who I think wanted to date her. And because he kept on telling me, he was a showbiz guy, and he was like... When she was running for mayor, he was like, hey, you live in Longueuil. I'm having dinner with her. Do you want to come meet her? And I was like, no, why would I want to fucking meet
the mayor?
That's someone hilarious. That's going to be mayor who's not like, even I don't even want to meet the mayor. But why would I want to meet someone who's trying to be the mayor? And he was like, no, she's super interesting. And then I was like, are you trying to fuck her? And he was like, no. And I was like, you're trying to piss. And I was like, you're such a piece of garbage.
That's
like,
so funny.
He was like, no, I'm helping her. She has a bunch of questions.
Hey, he's out there killing the deer right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, I'll suck all these deer off.
He's setting up deer traps as we speak.
That should be the rule. If you're so adamant about not moving them and killing them, kill them yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But this is crazy because like I've seen videos where a bear gets too into like a national park, like where there's
into
people,
the town and shit.
Yeah, and they'll tranquilize it and move it.
Yeah,
yeah,
a bear.
Yeah, and this
she
is
just
fucking...
doesn't want to go through the hassle.
Yeah, but there's not a lot of forest, I guess, out in Longueuil, right, or what? No,
but it's just a hassle of you have to get these trucks. The wildlife people have to come and all
but
that.
But people like I get that it's hassle and it's money, but people were offering to pay. It was Anne-France Goldwater, she's a lawyer. Who has a TV show. She used to have a TV show. It was kind of like a Judge Judy type TV show. And she's very funny. And she makes like a shit ton of money as a lawyer. So she was like, I'll pay. And then another like couple of Quebecois celebrities. I offered to pitch in. I was going to give like $1,000. I wasn't going to fucking spend like $19,000.
And the mayor's just sharpening her spear. She's like, no.
But now, because now
they
she's
must
committed.
All die by my hand.
That's the problem
that's
is when you
too.
When you commit.
Like, and plus, when you're hurting animals, like people lose their shit and they remember.
Of course.
Like, remember that movie, Roger and Me, the first movie that Michael Moore did?
Oh, yeah.
There's a scene where you see a man get murdered. And there's a scene where you see a rabbit get killed. Yeah.
I remember a man getting murdered.
And people lost their shit because of the rabbit.
Because of the rabbit,
because there was a woman that was kind of poor, and she couldn't afford food, so she'd kill her rabbits. And you see her kill a rabbit. And people are like, what a fucking bitch. She's killing a rabbit. But the scene before, you see a black guy in the street get shot in the head. And people are like, nah, you know, shit happens.
It's called a Wednesday in Chicago, Mike. Yeah. What are you telling me? But these bunny rabbits.
Yeah.
They should be free.
Yeah, there's also the, what do they call it? Anthropomorphism, where you project your human feelings on this inanimate, sort of brainless animal.
But shouldn't you do that to another human being?
Yeah.
No, like, they already have a personality.
Okay, yeah. I don't care about
that. Anthropomorphism is like when you watch a Pixar movie and you see the lamp jumping around and you're like, and you're putting all your human feelings in the lamp because it's empty. And so you're filling it up and making it what you want.
Yeah.
And that's why you're attached to it. But that's why you cry when the lamp dies.
But not for animals. Because I've met animals that I don't like. But we don't do that for
people because they already have their...
You know, I was at
I've met many empty vessels.
At Disney last week. I went to Orlando. And you know what's fucked up about the characters of Disney? And I'd never realized this before. But all the characters, like Mickey Mouse and all that shit, they're all animals. And the dumb one is Goofy, who's a dog that can speak. But there's another dog who's an actual dog,
Pluto,
who should be the dumb one.
So Goofy is a cow.
Goofy isn't a dog?
Yes, I've heard about this.
I was sure Goofy was a dog.
Same. And then I was like, why does a dog have a dog? Like, why is there another dog here? He's a cow.
He's a cow?
Who Goofy told you that?
Goofy's a cow. Pull it up.
I've seen this.
Fuck your childhood.
And then, I remember. Yeah, I think he has like kids, udders. Right?
I know that because I remember the movie The Road Trip with his son.
Goofy and his Goofy son. Movie. That was a good movie.
I love that movie. I watched that like with Max.
Such a good movie.
Gosh.
That makes sense.
That's where I found out. That's where I was like, oh, Max doesn't look like a dog either. Yeah, and he's got like little. He's got like little things.
Oh no, it says false.
What's false?
In January 20th, we encountered yet another Disney rumor.
Oh, slow down. Talk normally into the mic.
Blah, blah, blah.
Nobody respects me. I'm a podcaster.
In January 2019, we encountered yet another Disney rumor. This time, the internet asked, is the Goofy cartoon character actually a cow rather than an anthropomorphic dog? Although this dog versus cow debate was entirely new in 2019, that time around it was supposedly supported by an investigative article published in 2012 by the website Real Rundown.
We still don't have that episode.
Yeah, there's still no answer.
While that article did contain some...
Do you think it's Big Bovine? Started that rumor?
The history of the Goofy character, which is likely the reason why some people have accepted it as a truthful account of Goofy's supposed sordid past.
It's like the Mandela effect, because I feel like I've seen Goofy's tits.
He is a dog, but his Clarabelle cow is a cartoon character created by Walt Disney Company who was like his girlfriend or something.
So he was a dog that was banging a cow?
Yeah.
Dude, a lot of humans aren't we all cows, too.
But it is fucked up that there is a dog and like a retarded dog, like one who can't speak human.
Yeah. but this guy, that's what I was
That's
like,
so sad.
Goofy is known as the dumb one, but he can speak. And then Pluto is just a fucking, he's walking on all fours like a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Or a dog.
Yeah, I think it's Pluto muted, might just be a mentally challenged. Yeah.
And they're just being polite.
That's right. You know, well, why else? Like,
hey, good, good boy.
Yeah, let me put you on a leash. Yeah.
But so arguably, Goofy seems more challenged than Pluto.
Yeah, look at him, fucking big dummy.
I was watching.
Okay, my
DuckTales.
Bad. I thought I got caught up in that conspiracy. Then I thought for sure that he was a cow.
Oh, I was watching DuckTales.
Holy shit!
Very Scrooge McDuck. He has his three Donald Duck's nephews. First episode, I was watching. I didn't realize as a kid. Fuck, that guy's a tightster. He does little things in the first episode that, like, he's walking down the street and he refuses to pay money, like, to anything. There's a woman giving free samples. And he's like, they're free? He's like, yeah, so he just takes them all for later, like little cubes of cheese.
And
then when he sees the kids, he's like, no, we're not going to cab it. It's too expensive.
It's Scrooge.
We're going to walk it. And like, oh, don't worry, when we get tired, we'll get home, I'll give you a nice meal of cheese.
Yeah. He's based off Scrooge.
Bro, it's crazy. It's absurd, though.
I used to remember when that came out. The swimming in gold looked so fun.
Yeah.
I was like, that looks amazing.
You're dead.
That looks amazing, yeah.
Yeah, you would.
It's just metal.
All your bones would crush.
It's just metal.
Yeah, it's a pile of like solid metal. There's no way you could swim in that. You know, the song for DuckTales is studied in universities.
Really?
Yeah, as being one of the most perfectly written songs, jingles ever.
Okay. You want some right now?
Airplanes.
You guys like Christopher Nolan?
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah? Poseidon, I'm about to ruin Christopher Nolan for everyone.
Okay.
Impossible. I need you to bring up two videos. Number one, The Dark Knight. Log into your Netflix or whatever the fuck has Dark Knight. You're gonna play Muted. The one with Bane, right? That's Dark Knight? You have to play the beginning of The Airplane. Christopher Nolan copied the beginning of the first episode of Tailspin.
What? What was Tailspin?
Tailspin is the one, it's like a spin-off of The Jungle Book. Had Baloo.
Okay.
Baloo was there. He was a pilot of a plane.
Huh.
Wait, is there there's Batman Begins, which is...
No, it's not that one. It's the second...
Is it with the Joker?
Dark Knight? Google...
No, it's the third one.
Google...
The Dark Knight Rises or whatever.
Bane plane scene.
Yeah.
Yeah,
type in Bane plane scene maybe on YouTube.
And Google both, like, so there'll probably be a comparison.
Do you have... can you log in? You have Disney Plus?
Yeah, but I don't have my... hold on.
It's
just log in and find Tailspin, and it's the first episode. You guys are going to freak out.
He definitely doesn't have Disney Plus, but he has someone's Disney Plus.
I do have someone's Disney Plus. Yeah.
There's no way you have
What's your avatar?
Darth Vader.
Yeah, nice. And what's your name?
I forgot.
Poseidon. 69.
Okay, so I have the scene from the plane.
Okay, now find Tailspin. You're going to freak out.
Is this the one? Yeah, okay. I think it's this one.
I was born.
Imagine being
raised by it.
You're like one of the most respected actors, mm-hmm. and then people find out you're stealing your shit from cartoons.
Yeah. I only like, found out a few days ago. I was watching.
What episode, sorry, of Tailspin?
The first episode of Tailspin.
There's no way this could be a coincidence?
Tailspin came out in 1990.
Yeah, but there's no way this could be like he came up with this after.
No, it has to be.
Independently,
it has to be. No, it has to be a coincidence.
Nolan wouldn't do us dirty like that.
Look, they have it in Hindi. They have it in Hindi on YouTube.
Hold on. Okay, put it in Hindi because we're not going to really
follow. Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, it's in Hindi, Tailspin, so you can't hear it, but I'm telling you, even the bad guy in Hindi has a funky voice.
All right.
He's like, oh, bro. He has a funky voice, too. His name was something.
Is this it?
Yeah, but so okay.
Do we listen?
Yeah, press pause. No, you don't have to listen. You just have to watch. Press pause. Right. Show the Batman first.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay.
Or show the show whichever. Yeah, show this first. So does it show the whole thing where the planes?
Is it from here?
It's from.
Oh fuck! This makes me want
to
watch this.
Yeah,
again.
It's from a bit before. It's because when the planes come next to him, you know, when the people jump in and all that shit. It's good. It's all of it.
This is the weirdest conspiracy theory.
I'm telling you. Okay. Poseidon.
Okay, I found it.
Okay, yeah.
It's Tailspin.
After 2 drink minimum, it's going to break the internet. Watch this.
Oh, fuck. I hope he takes his mask off and it's a bear.
It's a bear. Skip ahead. Skip ahead to when they're flying.
It's Disney too. There's probably a bunch of hidden cocks in the background as well. If you look closely.
Yeah. Okay. So. Nice. Okay. Skip ahead a bit.
Here?
No, a little more. You gotta see the pilots.
Yeah, you got. It's when the plane's going down and everything.
Yeah. Later.
Just keep going. He starts talking weird. He's already been here. Okay, there. You see those planes that came? Okay.
Okay.
We can't watch the whole thing because they're just going to stop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So.
But you're getting it. Forward a bit. Just keep going. People are going to get the gist of it because we're going to have an easier time watching Tailspin. I don't think they're going to flag us for that.
The Hindi Tailspin.
Okay.
See this?
Yeah.
Okay. Keep watching. They're shooting at the plane. Everything.
How is this?
There's no way they're doing this in Tailspin.
There's
no way they're doing this in Tailspin.
Keep watching.
Uh-huh.
All right, they got an airplane down there.
Right?
Yeah. I feel like,
they can have a plane.
Hooking up to another plane, going faster, higher.
I feel like there's an end game to this that he has planned.
No, there's an end game. The end game is he clearly lifted it from Tailspin. Look at this. See there?
Yeah. There's no way there's a guy in a body bag and tailspin, dude. I'm going to fucking lose my mind.
It's not exact, but you see the, the influence.
Dude. You're like, what the fuck? All right.
Okay. Now bring up tailspin. Okay. You pretty much now you got the essence of it.
Yeah.
Now bring up the tailspin. Okay. First play.
Baloo loses his flying license. Let's go.
Yes, that's it. Plunder and Lightning. That's what it is. Yeah.
Brilliant title.
Okay.
All right.
So is this
Oh, shit. Okay. One big plane. Yep. Okay, getting shot at. It's fine. They didn't shoot the other one.
Drag and I feel it's going to drag another plane, but that...
Oh, shit. Goddamn. Goddamn. Wait a second.
Yeah, but yeah, fuck hold on, you,
hold on. Hold on, bro.
Yo, if they pull the wings off this plane, look, I swear to God.
Fucking Christopher Nolan, look. You see, they're taking over the plane, these baddies. Okay. Look, yeah, this guy's going in. He has a funky voice like Bane. And look, he's they're going to go in to talk to him.
All right.
Hello, it is I. I forgot what his name is, but it's very funny.
Oh, the body bag?
Okay. Yeah, I'm told you. Wait. He's calling for help, just like the guy tried to do in the...
Oh, no. But come on.
Hold on. Cut the line.
He's got a sword just like Bane.
Look, there's his cronies. They're all in there, too.
All right. All right, gives him the jewels.
Yeah. Now it's time to flex.
Pull the wings off. Nah, you didn't pull the wings off. The wings would have went off. I would have lost my fucking brain. I swear to God.
Look, they're shooting the wings, bro.
Okay.
They're shooting them down.
But this is... That's just a hijacking. That's how you hijack planes,
bro,
I think.
Bro, listen, that's the exact same intro.
Oh, come on,
it's not
bro.
The same. As the Dark
How else do you hijack a plane? Yeah. You have to have another plane with ropes. There's no other way to hijack a plane.
Stop, bro.
Unless you have, like, jetpacks or something. Intro.
You're such a bastard,
that's
bro.
That's the same intro. What I want to do is I want people to do that with a voiceover of the Batman one.
Just, like, frame for frame, it matches up, actually. You're like, what the fuck?
Oh, shit.
But all I thought of when I was watching Tailspin the other day is that. I go, isn't this the beginning of the Batman? Batman movie.
That's funny. Yeah.
Where were you watching Tailspin?
Yeah. At home.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I put on for my daughter.
Just okay. on online.
Yeah.
Is all free?
No, I put on Disney Plus.
Oh yeah, it's on Disney. They have Tailspin on Disney Plus.
They have all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Do they have DuckTales?
Yeah, I was watching DuckTales too.
DuckTales.
I put it on.
I haven't watched DuckTales in forever. I feel that's aged well.
The song, it's so fun.
The song is incredible.
Yeah, it's super incredible. The song.
Yeah.
That and. Rescue Rangers, Chip and Dale. Remember those guys?
Chip and Dale?
Yeah. I used to. Wasn't the raccoon song good?
The raccoons.
The Canadian.
I love the
cartoon.
Raccoons.
Yeah.
They had these weird fucking pink things with big dick noses.
Cyril Sneer.
Yeah.
They did.
Remember that?
Yeah, remember Babar?
Oh, I remember Babar.
I hated Babar.
He was an elephant with a crown.
Yeah, dude, I
hated
Babar. That pompous, fucking rich ass elephant.
I didn't like him and Caillou. I didn't like that stuff. It was creepy to me.
Caillou.
The kid with cancer, I was too young to appreciate that
stuff.
Yeah,
and he treated his parents like shit.
When I first started doing comedy, I did a show, and the lady that did the voice for Caillou in French was in the audience. And then I made her say the dirtiest things in the world
as
Caillou.
So
and it was just...
It murdered.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing having a little boy...
Wow.
Saying come on my face.
Especially because everyone grew up with that voice.
Everyone was like, what the fuck? And then I saw like a month ago that she died.
Oh.
And I was, it was weird. Instead of being sad, I was just like, oh yeah, I made her talk dirty.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Well, you made her live a moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, you made everyone in the audience like rethink their childhood for sure.
And the thing is though, like when I was reading it, I was like, oh, I don't think it's the same lady as I had on stage. Because this one started the year after I made the one talk dirty on stage. So I was like, did I make the one talk dirty on stage lose her job?
Oh, that.
I was like, I hope I'm not the reason why they changed.
Could you imagine we found out
there's got to be like, if you're like a beloved, like fucking
cartoon
four-year-old.
Yeah, the contract.
And then people are like, did you hear fucking Linda is using the Bart Simpson voice and saying, oh, fuck me, daddy. It doesn't work.
Oh, Will Smith, I'm going to break your ass.
Yeah. I'm going to break you.
I'm going to... Wow. There was murder.
Killed
him. Yeah, murder.
Straight murder. What about Darkwing Duck? Remember that?
I remember Darkwing Duck.
What's the relationship between Darkwing Duck and DuckTales because I just realized something. Darkwing Duck's assistant, that pilot guy, is also in DuckTales.
Same universe. Yeah, it's like the DCU, the DTU, the DuckTales universe.
But same thing with Tailspin. Yeah,
you feel that that universe doesn't have enough going on to deserve two shows.
Tailspin is Jungle Book.
Do you remember that other one?
That makes no sense.
You know what the story is? No sense. This is going to be insane. The character Baloo, he left the jungle with that half-naked boy to become a pilot.
What was that movie with the duck? Live action movie. He was like,
Howard the Duck.
Dude, that was fucking great.
Yeah.
That was Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, that was insane.
He banged a human woman.
Yeah.
Yes.
Marty Steven McFly's Spielberg. Mom.
No way.
Okay, yeah. Do you remember Howard the Duck? He banged
that looks so weird.
McFly's mom.
Well, Howard the Duck, you never seen Howard the Duck?
No.
Dude, the thing is about these movies back then.
It was a big hit and it was a flop.
It was a flop, but the movies back then, like the costumes they had,
amazing.
Were so much better than the CGI we have today. Like, look at the Ninja Turtles, dude.
Oh, dude, don't get me started.
Those costumes were insane.
Don't get me started, dude.
Can you bring up Howard the Duck?
Yeah.
I don't remember. What did he look like?
Oh, yeah, there he is.
That was great. He looked great. Oh, yes, I remember how turned on I was by their relationship.
Yeah, yeah, she was hot in that.
Super hot.
He's not a bad-looking duck either.
She was hot in Back to the Future.
Except when Marty made out with it, what gave her a kiss. When he kissed his own mom.
Yeah.
Remember that?
That's very weird, eh?
She looks realistic, like the girl next door.
Yeah.
It's kinda
hot.
And
you figured that the mom, that means that, like, she had to remember, right?
Yeah, obviously. Oh, yeah. He looks the same.
Yeah, he looks the same.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So she's like, how did that fucking guy get me pregnant? I don't remember banging him.
It's so funny that she was wet, and he was probably had a chub for each other. It's kind of funny. That's how time travel works.
Dude, time travel is very dangerous.
It's a great lesson for why you shouldn't time travel. You might end up fucking your mom, and she'll give birth to you again.
Well, he didn't bang her, though, in the end.
Finally. Maybe he's his own father.
No, we know he's not because we watched the film.
Yeah. Off camera.
Off camera, he may have banged her.
You know?
He was very popular.
He had a time machine, dude. He could have gone back and done it a million times.
Did you ever watch All in the Family?
The porn?
Yeah.
I watch All in the Step Family.
Because you watch Archie Bunker? And I told you they had the set there. And I went to the set I used to see. Because Glenn Beck, he collects a lot of stuff. Like he's like a
hoarder.
The actual set. I took a picture of it.
Set? Oh shit!
Yeah, it was such a weird moment. I was like,
"This is a weird thing to collect."
All kinds of movie stuff he collects.
Oh, I thought he only collected things from All in the Family. Oh my God! Wow. Yeah.
Oh shit!
Weird.
Yeah, it felt so weird.
That is weird.
It felt so weird. I'm gonna show my mom. She used to watch.
He doesn't have the furniture.
Yeah, there's other stuff too. There's more than just that. Yeah,
that's weird.
It's bigger. Yeah, so I'm gonna show my mom because she used to watch it.
If there's one show from your childhood that you could bring back, what would that be?
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z.
It already exists. It's not. It never left. There's still new episodes.
No, but then
when
it's Dragon Ball
G. When he says bring back, he means a show that doesn't happen.
The Tonight Show.
Never ended. Okay.
That ended. That you want to bring back.
Okay.
I liked, and this is like not when I was a kid or anything, more like when I was like late teens or like early. It was That 70s Show. Now Buddy got, he's obviously a big rapist and he's in prison.
Whoa, allegedly.
Allegedly has 30 years to life or whatever.
Yeah, allegedly.
But that show I really liked. That was a show I'd bring back.
Yeah, 70s Show. I don't know if I'd bring it back, but it wasn't the worst show.
All of the shows I loved, none of them I'd bring back.
Mm.
But I used to love, I think I only saw the reruns because it was probably older than even I am, is Happy Days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Happy Days,
yeah. When I used to love the Fonz. I remember when I saw the Fonz, I was like, oh, he's so fucking cool.
He is cool.
Yeah.
Dukes of Hazzard was one I used to watch
Dukes
a lot.
I used to
catch reruns all the fucking time after my shift.
Pretend like me and my best friend, we'd go to A&W and we'd pretend like we were Luke and Bo. And then his sister...
Yeah,
we'd make her wear little shorts,
Daisy Dukes,
and then she'd bring us our food. Like, so the waitress would come to bring us our food, and we'd be like, "No, bring it to her." And then she'd come over,
she's so hot,
and slut it up like she was.
Daisy
Dukes, like she was young, like this girl was like, "Yeah, I was six, she was four, and she was acting like a whore."
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, it was fucking hot.
I remember that's where I found out what a Confederate flag was.
Oh, I found out like in 1996.
Yeah, I didn't know what it. I just knew that it was on their car.
Yeah. Oh, what I thought the Confederate flag was before I got into history, and even when I got into history, then I realized it's just the like their flag at the time.
Yeah.
But I thought it was like their flag. I didn't realize
like the Dukes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I didn't realize it actually had a real life.
Yeah. And it was the losing team.
Yeah. But the Confederate flag is a cool looking flag.
It's a cool looking flag. It looks like they were like what the Union Jack, right?
Yeah. It has the Union Jack on it. Yeah. It looks cool. There's some flags that look cool. Mm. Like the Union Jack looks cool.
Yeah.
It's just associated to a lot of shit, but it's a cool looking flag.
Isn't Canada's flag rated like the nicest flag in the world, like design wise?
Really?
One of the top.
I don't like that.
Yeah, it doesn't.
We don't because it's ours, but.
No. Quebec has a nice flag. The colors are nice. It has the fleur de lis.
I don't like
that. I think you think it has nice colors because it's kind of Greek.
Yeah, it's blue and white. I like blue and white.
It's not the same blue.
It has like a Union Jack feel, but definitely a different history.
I gotta admit,
I like Liberia. Liberia is just the American flag, but with just one star.
Oh, that's cool.
That country's gone to shit, though.
Yeah, but
that country's gone to fuck. Did you ever?
It used to be good.
Have you ever looked at the history of Liberia?
Yeah, Liberia only exists.
It's like Cuba, though.
Liberia
right?
only exists because when slaves were free, a bunch of people in the north were like, we can't let black people be free in America. Let's send them back to Africa.
Yeah.
So they sent them back to Africa, and then they made a
But
country.
They've never been in Africa.
And these people were born here, and they were like, look, here are guns and land. So they sent Americans with guns, and then the Africans were like, well, who are these fucking people? So the Africans were attacking them.
They don't speak our language.
Dude, it was that went off the rails very quick.
That's so fucking insane, dude.
Yeah. That was the Democrats in the States. That was they were like, get these guys out of here.
Yeah, and people always say it was the Democrats, but it was the Northerners because we always
the Yankees.
We always think the South was fucking racist and the North was these fucking white knights, but they were
Lincoln was a Republican.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, at the time it was reverse. Republicans were about freedom, like the Constitution.
Yeah.
And the Democrats were elitist. Still,
Republicans are still about freedom now.
Yeah.
Didn't the Democrats create the KKK?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's true too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah, it's wild.
But it's great. You get a lot of elites. They always do weird shit like that. Like they don't want anyone else to have anything.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
But Liberia.
But they already have everything.
You
What's their problem?
Liberia, Poseidon, Liberia. It's exactly what he said. Bro, they just shipped them off, and they're like, "Yeah, this is your country now. That's where you're from." And these are American. They don't know how to. They don't know what the fuck the other people
and
are plus saying.
Like the slaves, like even the ones that
are those the people that have like general butt naked and shit like that.
No, that's another country.
Even the ones though that like they were mostly people born in America. But even slaves that weren't born in America. So you're grabbing a dude. From Haiti, a guy from the Congo, guy from
fucking,
and you're just
Jamaica,
it's the same.
Yeah,
it's like us going like if we were in slaves in Europe, and they're like, here, go back to Winnipeg.
Yeah, and we're like, what?
That's like even the term African American, where you're like, well, a lot of these people aren't African at all.
Yeah.
Like zero.
No, none of them now are.
Well, none of them now, but like, even like some of them are like, oh,
some of them are
Caribbean.
From the Caribbean.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a very bizarre term.
We're shipping you all to Africa. I'm not from Africa. Yeah. Whatever you say, Africa.
It's a very old white guy thing to do. It's just like, ship them all there.
Same thing with Indian. We still use Indian for natives, but it was just a mistake that they made because they thought it was India.
Yeah.
Then we're like, we're not changing this.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Is what's the proper term there? Is it native or is it aboriginal?
You could say either or. It's just, even Indian, most people, like I've asked, people don't really care.
Yeah.
It's just white people that care. Yeah, it's just white people that care. People just don't want to get fucked with. That's all they care about. Just don't fuck with me. That's it.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Which, it's very fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did, during the pandemic, I did like a certificate on the history of Canadian and Canadian natives, and it was they called them it was Indigenous studies.
Indigenous.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Aboriginal, Indigenous, Native, those are all okay.
Yeah, those are all good. Even some people, Inuit, they call them Inuit. It's not Eskimos anymore. Because Eskimos means frozen meat eaters.
Yeah, blubber fuckers.
It means frozen meat eaters.
But they do eat frozen meat. But that's what it means, which is a weird way of describing
a person.
A person. That'd be like calling, Japanese people sushi eaters.
I've done that.
That's weird.
Rice eaters.
Yeah,
that would be pretty racist.
Yeah,
rice eater sounds more racist.
Yeah.
But Eskimo, I grew up with Eskimo. It was part like it wasn't a slang term.
Yeah.
There's that whole like
Edmonton Eskimos, the football team.
There's like that whole
list. Are they still called the Edmonton Eskimos?
No, they're
there's that whole list
of Edmonton Aborigines.
They're the Edmonton Savages.
Now. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, the Red Faces or something.
No, I think they're the Elks.
Yeah, the Edmonton Elks now.
Oh, what a shitty sport.
Yeah, there's that whole list of things you can't say anymore, like long time no see.
What? Why?
No,
because that's how...
long time no see was an Asian thing. Okay. There was people making fun of like Asian, how they spoke.
I go fuck yourself.
No can do. Is another one?
Yeah, I'm saying that.
It's because of Asians?
Asian or like original people.
Okay, that is so stupid.
But
no.
There's a lot of these. There's a whole list. If you look it up, a list of sentences you can't say.
Nonsense.
Yeah, yeah.
Because in today's terms, that's not what they mean. They mean what they
mean. Holding down the fort is a native thing. I'm saying this because this is all lists from like campuses.
Ugh.
There's universities that like they implement these things because they're trigger sentences or whatever.
They got to hold down the fort a little better in those universities.
Yeah. So like holding down the fort, there's a whole list, like a wild list of things that I say every day.
Yeah.
Do you know where this list is?
On the internet. I'll find it.
Yeah. If we leave it up to
the side. I'm only finding web, but it's all like 10 words. Like one of them is addict. You can't say addict anymore.
Addict or addict?
Addict.
Why?
Why?
Person with a substance abuse disorder. Addiction is a disease.
Oh, you fucking assholes.
Blackmail, blacklist, and black sheep.
Why not?
It's racist.
How's that racist? Blackmailing someone.
It's
M.
Whenever
blindsided.
Whenever I hear blackmail, I don't think
of a black male.
Homeless.
People blackmail, you always think of like this shitty white guy fucking you over, right?
Yeah.
I think of a lawyer.
People experiencing homelessness.
That's what David Price has a joke about that. Yeah. That's what he talks about. He goes how insane it is.
It's a funny joke, too.
Yeah, it's a great joke.
Elderly, senior. Genius.
You can't say elderly anymore?
Yeah.
What?
Sex change, you can't say sex change. Transition.
Fuck. I saw a guy when I was coming back from Orlando at the airport that had a Chinese hat.
Oh, yeah, he told me.
Hold on, you can't say insane anymore?
He had a Chinese hat.
A white guy?
He was a black guy.
He was dressed like Raiden.
Those, the sort of...
the rice field hats, yeah.
Yo, Black Lightning!
And I saw him, and I was like, I didn't know he was black at first, and I was like, oh, that guy's gonna... People are gonna fucking get angry. And then I saw it was just a black dude, and I was like, okay, white people that... are kind of offended or
can't
pretending to be offended aren't going to say shit because he's a black dude.
But how
he knew that he could pull it off because he was a
black
dude.
He's like, Brack Rives.
But how...
you can't say that.
Brack Rives. You can't say that. But how, why is it bad for him to wear another... Like, if you like another culture stuff and you... This is stupid.
Yeah, no. Yeah. When I went to China, I bought a dress for like... I bought dresses for every woman I know.
They're cool, those dragon dresses.
Yeah, they're amazing. And they were like $2, so they were super cheap.
Yeah, no. I would wear, like, you've seen the suits that they wear sometimes in China, the nice ones, the one-piece thing. Same thing in India, the one-piece thing. I'd wear that. Why the fuck wouldn't I wear that?
When you went to Dubai, did they give you...
The pajamas?
Did
you wear the pajamas?
No, I mean, I got them, like, in the plane. They gave me, like... The pajama, but no, the white jumpers. No, I didn't wear them. But I asked them about them because I thought it was a religious thing
it's
when
not.
I went there. It's not. I didn't know
it's just
this.
Comfort. It's just
They're
comfort.
Like, no, it's culture.
Yeah, yeah, like we want to be around and get pajamas.
And like the air flows in, they're not wearing anything under, so it's like not as hot and shit. So it's just like, it's just chill. And it's like, they don't need to flex that they have all this money when they're pulling up in these white jumpers in a private jet. You know what I mean? They don't need to like also wear expensive clothes, you know?
Makes sense. But
they had told me that, like, because I had asked them, I was like, could I wear that? And they were like, we'd love it if you wore it. And then they gave me one. I tried it on. I looked like a fucking pregnant.
Just a loser.
Weird lady. Yeah. So I was like, what the fuck? This is horrible. I'm not going to wear a goddamn white muumuu.
Look like some weird lesbian.
So I was like, fuck that shit. I'm wearing my fucking black lip.
I think I'd look stupid too.
I found a list.
Well, everyone looks stupid if you're white.
Person hours.
Here's a whole list of like the offensive ones and like bottom of the totem pole. For obvious reasons, is like a, I don't even
because bottom because
the gays.
Obviously, let's have a powwow. You know, like a powwow.
I see.
Apparently,
that.
We can't appropriate that spirit animal.
Spirit animal.
Did you watch?
How's that racist?
Did you watch Bad Dads? Is it Bad Dads or Old Dads or whatever?
Old Dads. Yeah.
They had that in there. The guy got canceled for using spirit animal or whatever. Cakewalk.
What?
Why is cakewalk racist?
Check this out.
Because the other ones aren't racist, but I get how someone stupid can think they're racist. But
cakewalks were dances that enslaved Africans performed on plantations, mocking the mannerisms of their enslavers. And then because they would dance, they would give them cake.
Okay. So they were mocking.
They were making fun of white people?
They were making fun of white people.
So?
And we can't say cakewalk.
Oh, no, I can. Cakewalk. This episode is a cakewalk because of all this good content.
Uppity? I agree with that.
Why is uppity?
Uppity?
I mean, uppity's a...
Why is uppity bad? Isn't uppity like when you're uppity?
Uppity is like...
Is it a midget thing?
No, it's a term specifically used back then for black people. Like, this guy's being uppity. And like that, he's getting out of line.
Are you serious? Because you can use that for anyone.
I've never thought it was a black thing.
It's definitely a black thing. And it's definitely like as black as like, can I touch your hair? Like that type of.
What? Uppity? Yeah, uppity's a word.
I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Do you think no one else gets uppity?
If you go down south and say uppity, they're going to assume it's for black guys? Kicked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God damn.
If you call if you say that to a black person, they're very anti-racist. Oh, 100%.
The South are known for they're so anti-racist.
Sold down the river.
What? Slow down the river? First of all,
sold down the river.
How is that?
It derives from practice of selling slaves down the Mississippi River and cotton plantations.
But that's not really an expression we use that much.
Oh, gung-ho.
Gung-ho.
You're very gung-ho about this.
Gung-ho, the term traces back to 1930s China as an abbreviated translation for the Industrial Cooperative Movement, which organized unemployed workers and refugees to produce public goods during the war.
This is so stupid. They're digging too deep.
It meant teamwork.
You're gung-ho about this. Yeah. Like you're excited to do something.
It means teamwork.
These are stupid things. I hate doing.
Calling a spade a spade.
I see it all the time.
It means tell it like it is, but this took on racist overtones in the early 20th century when it became a derogatory term for black people.
You call a spade, that's a black...
I guess.
Hold on. But if everything was used at a certain... Because that's.
But
some
that doesn't make sense. You can't use any words. Because calling a spade means you say something as it is.
Yeah.
If you're calling a black guy a black guy...
This is on university campuses.
Because hold on. Technically...
It's by the same people that say that this is racist.
Yeah, they're okay.
Because we used to
uppity,
say...
Uppity, though. Uppity is something...
I use uppity.
Yeah, it's a wild thing to use.
How is it wild?
It is.
Bro, I use uppity all the time.
I had no idea.
I had no idea. I always say, like, bro, you're being uppity right now.
Yeah, maybe not a thing.
I had
Canada,
no idea.
It's uppity broad. States,
definitely a bad
uppity
thing.
Uppity broad, I've used that.
I had no idea.
When saying it about a black person?
And I had no idea that you used that.
Yeah. Either. You can say it about a white person.
Not about anybody who's black. Yeah, I've heard you say it about like some uppity, like even as a joke, with that uppity bitch.
Yeah, that's how it is. It's uppity is someone who's like, like that. I've never thought black in my head.
Yeah, but that's what it was like.
Okay, but if we go by that logic, it's like, you know, knives. I know you want to cook with them.
Culturally,
but they were
even
used
today,
to stab people.
That's the logic.
I'm saying culturally, even today, if you go in the States and say that to anyone in the United States, about a black person.
But I'm not saying it about. I'm saying about anyone.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm saying you could never use that in that way because
I'm pretty sure it was racist. You could tell a black dude, like, go, this fucking uppity white bitch.
Yeah, that's a good sentence. Yeah. That's a great sentence.
That's fine.
That's my kind of sentence. I've only heard uppity white bitch, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's true. That's what I hear.
Yeah. I'm just the messenger.
By their logic, we can't even use the word hello because fucking during the slave times that people would say hello and I don't know some fucking
you just
weird
made
shit.
That up.
No, no,
yeah,
but
no
is
one,
that wrong
no
though.
One
is that
is
wrong?
But
think about
the term hello
because gung ho, like some stuff gung-ho. were used because they're taking words that were just used randomly, like it didn't even have racist connotations. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, like right now you mean? Yeah, like gung ho has
zero racist connotation.
Yeah, and they're, you know, at some
they're
point
they're making it racist.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. But that's why I'm mad because it's the same thing like telling you with the knives. Like, oh, I see you're using a knife there, and you're like, yeah, I have to cut my meat.
Did
you know who else used the knife? A rapist.
There's a bike shop in Montreal at Lucam that they have on Tuesdays. Men can't get their bikes repaired.
The fuck?
So it's all, and they said. And the reason why they were saying it, and it was fucking mental, they were saying it's because bike shops are known for being misogynistic and very macho.
Macho.
And I was like, what? Fucking people that ride bikes.
Bike shops are the gayest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. The gayest thing I've ever run.
Glad we all agree that riding a bike isn't
look,
straight.
Yeah, to be fair to the bike shop, real men have better things to do on Tuesday.
Yeah, like come to the bordel.
Yeah.
But then, and then the owners were going, we're doing this so that the women don't have a guy mansplaining what's wrong with her bike.
So let me tell you what's wrong about that.
Yeah. So hold on a second. So you're telling me that are women working there? Or is it still the same two dudes? Because if a woman brings, if you bring your car to the shop, the people that are also customers are not the ones giving you advice. No. It's the mechanics. Yeah. This doesn't make any
sense.
Wait,
you're saying this lady is fixing people's bikes, dude? What the fuck?
No, but you could. Yeah, but for their thing about the customer, if the customer is saying what you should do, just tell the customer, hey, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, seriously.
If you're in a bike shop to get your bike
you don't know
fixed,
what to do.
You don't know what to do either. So
there isn't anything
up.
More gender neutral than riding a bike.
Yeah, I can't believe they made riding a bike
like
such
we met at a show at a bike shop.
Yeah.
And it was the most like gender fluid, queer friendly show I've ever seen in my life. Because no one. Like if it was, I get if it's like a F-150 repair shop.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're like, or a gun repair shop. You're like,
or Harley Davidson.
Yeah,
or,
I guess if you're non-binary and you're going to get your gun cleaned, you feel effeminate. So you want your Tuesdays where it's another fucking queer guy cleaning your gun. But for a bike, you're all kind of queer.
Yeah, and no one in that bike shop is getting laid.
That would make a great sketch, by the way.
The fact that there's even two types of bikes that you can still buy today blows my fucking mind.
What do you mean?
The girl bike and the guy bike?
Yeah, the girl bike, it's just a little bit lower under the seat.
And the girl.
We have the dicks.
But
isn't
everything
theirs lower?
The girl bike, yeah.
But isn't everything customizable? So isn't every bike?
But there's
any
like
bike?
A bar. There's like the bar that goes under the seat for women is like this.
But what does that change?
That's what I'm saying. Why do we even?
I don't
have
think
that?
It changes.
I think
that's cultural. It just stayed. I think it was just so you can visually you could know which one's which because it just separated.
Like, that's a girl bike.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
What are you doing with a girl bike?
Well, what's stupid though? Like we had the bar that was up here, so our balls had hit. We'd be way better off with the girl bike.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like we have balls and shit. That would be better for us to get on and off of.
That is very old timey, though.
Yeah.
To think that guys have balls.
Yeah.
Women have balls.
Yeah, and that there's girl bikes. Yeah. There's no girl or guy bikes.
Yeah, there's been
bikes.
No advancement on that front.
Bike technology, it's come a long way, but now it looks like they're regressing backwards. This is insane. We don't serve men on. Imagine you have a bike emergency on a Tuesday. What a shitty. That's a good way
like
to lose
customers. When you get like an e-bike, like one of these Bixie bikes or whatever. There's no girl or boy bike. It's just a bike, dude.
It was amazing, though, because it was on, like, some French channel, and the reporters were asking the dudes, and the dudes were all like, what the fuck? This is stupid. But then they realized they were on cam, so they were like, this is very dumb, but I'm nothing against queer people, and if you're not binary, you can be non-binary, but it's just, my bike's broken.
Yeah.
Please fix it.
Just get it fixed. I'll
go on record saying this is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
This
is fucking stupid. I can just imagine a person fixing it and be like, wait a second. This is a boy bike.
Yeah.
I can't fix this. You know what I mean? Like, what do you do in that situation? Like, you're going to refuse. Yeah. What if the lady is driving a guy bike?
Or what if it's an emergency? The guy's like, dude, I really have to take my kids tomorrow. Like, I got to do my bike shit tomorrow. I mean,
you're a gross male, but dude. Why would we want to help you out?
So, like, imagine, though, if you're a dude and you're like, I got to bring my bike, my kids somewhere with my bike.
Yeah, you got bigger fish to fry.
God damn.
Wait, you can't say that anymore. Yeah. Frying fish. Is that a racist thing?
It might be.
Bigger fish to fry?
Yeah. Bigger fish to fry. If you look it up, you're going to find something wrong with it.
I'm searching.
This is so stupid.
Don't look it up.
Just, you got, the only way you can Google all these things now is just, why is bigger fish to fry wrong?
That's right. And it'll tell you why.
Why is, whatever.
That's like, why is coffee bad for you? And then Google, why is coffee good for you? And you're just going to get two different articles.
Yeah. People tell me coffee's bad for me. I'm never listening to these people. Coffee, I'm taking to the grave.
Yeah. Those people probably fucking ride bikes, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They're bike riders, dude.
This is insane. I can't. So this was on the news.
Yeah. But I don't know if it was on the real news. I saw it like online.
What a good way, though. Like, I mean, if you're looking to like scale business in today's day and age, all you have to do is like is just pander, right? You just have to like become part of that fucking panderverse and just like, hey, look, we're only serving queer people today or whatever it is. But you'll get on the news.
This podcast identifies as a radio show.
You know what I mean?
We should do one episode a month that we only pander to queers.
Yeah, and well, let's do it.
Sure. What do we, how do we?
The pride flag behind the logo.
We all dress like this guy.
Hey. Why am I getting attacked?
I don't know why. That's still so funny. Yeah. Calling someone gay still makes me laugh. Right.
This guy dressing up for an audition in Birdcage. What's going on here?
It's really warm. It's like cashmere, but not really cashmere.
Why do you say it's not pronounced cashmere?
I thought it was cashmere because you had the cash.
It's cashmere.
Cashmere.
It is spelled cashmere.
You just wanted to say it.
No,
like
I did. Think
it is spelled cashmere, though. To be fair.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, but there's no J in there.
No,
cashmere. You never heard cashmere?
I thought it was cashmere.
Cashmere. No, it's
it's fucking spelled cashmere. But
yeah,
it's
look,
cashmere.
But there's no
it's
J.
That's cashmere.
Yeah.
Soft J.
Like book is book. It's not book. Like it's book.
No, but obviously book. But one, that's a terrible example.
Okay, school.
Okay, one O.
It's not sexual.
No, but hold on. But like book. One O is bok.
Yeah, but two O's is book.
Mm. Yeah.
Book.
Mm. But it's English language, my friend. Cashmere. It's
cashmere.
I'm not fucking.
That's like the whole like one mouse. Two mice,
yeah.
One house, two heists.
Oh yeah,
you know one moose.
Yeah,
one goose, two geese, one moose, two meese.
It's actually mooses. I thought it was meese too.
No, it's actually could be just moose. One moose,
yeah,
two
one
moose.
Two moose. Yeah,
it's
could be
a
moose.
Bunch of
yeah.
moose.
It's yeah. a bunch of moose. Yeah,
doesn't
you're right.
change. You're yeah. trying to explain
like
that to
beer.
Somebody.
I used to always say beers.
It's two
but
beer.
It's beer.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Beer. I think it could be either though. I think that's
yeah.
One
beers
that
is interchangeable, but you're right. It's very. Confusing.
I always said it with an S, and then people told me I was wrong.
The only thing is like 2-drink minimum. A lot of French people say 2 drinks minimum.
French people do that.
Yeah, French
they add
people.
An S.
My buddy Alex, he puts like literally if he just swapped out where he puts his S's and where he doesn't,
he'd be right.
English.
Right,
yeah. And H's, dude.
Yeah.
French people put an H when there is none.
And they add one when there shouldn't be.
And they take it off when there is one. Yeah. And it's just like, oh, I am happy my air is...
Hockey.
Yeah, I'm happy my air is Hawaii today. You know, you're like... Wait,
yeah, it's very interesting.
You're perfectly fucking everything up.
Yeah.
You're perfectly...
We had a first one, 2-drink minimum started. We'd get people correcting us. They were like, hey, it's 2 drinks minimum.
Ugh.
And we're like, no, it's a 2-drink minimum. So it's 1 2-drink minimum. No, it's 2 drinks. And they were like telling us how to fucking...
2-drink minimums?
Yeah.
Two drinks.
I remember, and they were trying to. You were right. They were correcting us and
they
like.
Were correcting.
Listen,
and then
dummies.
Calling us stupid.
Dude, instantly sounds so French.
Yeah.
2 drinks minimum. Instantly sounds so French.
Yeah. But they didn't. They couldn't get in the beginning.
That's crazy.
They're like, these guys are fucking idiots. Mike is drunk. This fat house on drugs. How do they not see that?
It does sound like they're like very like because 2 drinks. They're like, oh no, it's English. You got to put an S at the end and like you got to pronounce it and like. they thought they were right.
Languages are fucked up.
But hold on. Now I think it's two drinks minimum. Now you guys fucked me up.
That was two drinks.
Are you it's stupid? Two drinks.
It's you I know that. Two
drinks.
But now
drink minimum. One. Two drink minimum is it's colloquialism. It's one word. It's one word. It's one thing. It's a two drink minimum.
I know this, but you guys said two drinks minimum. Now makes sense in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said it so much, it now makes sense.
You can say two drinks
minimum
is the minimum.
Yeah. You could say that.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not going to drink tonight. I'm going to have two drinks minimum.
Yeah.
I'm not drinking.
You see that? You see that pause? Yeah, two drink minimum is a thing. It's a
yes,
thing.
Yes, I know this already, but it just because you guys said two drinks minimum so much, it made started making sense.
We should change your name.
I think so.
I think all those French people were right.
They were all right.
I did something because on Diablo 4, do you guys play Diablo 4?
No.
Nope.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Not a big Diablo
I create
4
wacky characters and I give wacky names. And like I have one character, his name is The Racist. And then I create another character, his name is The Rapist. But the thing is that I wrote the and then all lowercase The Rapist, so I just spelled out therapist.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, that's my joke flopped.
It's an old SNL bit. Yeah.
No, the best one was Arrested Development
with Sean Connery, when he's like, I'll take The Rapist for 200.
Yeah, Arrested Development
killed it with that joke.
He had a personalized license plate
and he was an analytical therapist. So
anal rapist or whatever.
Yeah, anal rapist he was calling it, and then he's like, you're an anal rapist? It was amazing. It was
that show was so good.
So ahead of its time.
There's a show they're going to
like
bring back.
Every, yeah, that I think is my favorite
Michael
show
Sarah
of all time.
Michael
Cera,
so good.
Are you an anal
Job,
rapist?
Job, dude.
Like, what? Yeah, Job's Canadian.
Yeah, he's fucking great. Funny for the magic community, too.
Even like Sunny in Philadelphia. Always Sunny is one of those shows, too.
Yo, I was watching episodes like a few days before I left for
you ever meet my buddy Eric LeClaire?
I don't think so.
Oh, fuck. He's the guy I told you about in France Got Talent going on this thing.
Yeah.
He looks exactly like Buddy in Always Sunny.
Which one?
What's his name? Guy's on
Dennis?
Blow.
Dennis.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thin guy.
Yeah.
No.
Exact same energy.
Oh, same really? Same energy? Like the Dennis system?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. Is he a fun guy?
Very fun guy. Too fun. Too
I think
fun.
You met him. Like, he came, I think when we... last tour when we were in Gatineau, I think he was there.
In Gatineau?
Yeah, I think he was there.
Maybe he came. Oh, he came with Alex.
Like, he came here a couple of times too.
I can't remember. I gotta see him. But what you should do is just any character you have, call him Edward, but just take the first D out and put an N.
Oh, that's good.
It's clever.
Yeah, very clever. I like it. N-word.
There you go.
Yeah.
Play a lot of video games. Big video game guy. I thought you had a contract where you couldn't play MMOs.
RTS games.
That's a MMO, dude.
That's a, no, real-time strategy. And
Diablo?
It's an action RPG.
Yeah.
It's not even an MMO.
That's
but hold on a second.
It's pretty.
I think you are strategizing in real time in that game.
Go fuck yourself.
You absolutely are, dude.
You absolutely are.
But every game you're strategizing in real time, bro. You bastards.
Nah, this one's a lot too close, dude. You're leveling up. I don't know.
No, real-time strategy is when you control your own armies.
That's not controlling your own armies. It's Diablo, dude. You're controlling a dude.
You're controlling one character.
Yeah.
So you've never summoned hordes of demons.
But you can't control them.
Oh, but you summon him. That's control.
But you can't control him.
You can't control the demons. Pay you up. Summon him.
But I'm not playing the character that summons the demons.
Yeah, you are the character that summons the demons.
No,
though, if you were a general and you tell your army to attack,
you're not going to control their legs.
You don't control their legs, but you're kind of controlling them by telling them to attack.
Yeah, but there's no army in this.
But no, but you're summoning.
We're going to let the chat decide.
And I'm not playing the necromancer. The necromancer is the one that summons the demons and the skeletons.
Yeah, we know what they do. These necros, necromancers, necrofuckers, necrophiliacs.
You guys hear that fucked up story? It's like an urban legend of like the guy who like. So this girl, you ever heard of this? Okay, maybe I'll. This girl goes out to a bar one night, right? She gets right fucked up. She's like, I'm gonna bring a guy home and fuck this guy, whatever. And she takes this guy home. Next morning, she wakes up. He's not there anymore. And she's, like, all itchy and shit.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And she looks down. She's, like, got this, like, fucking rash or whatever. filled with worms. Turns out the guy she brought home worked at a morgue. And he fucked bodies, dude.
No.
And those were like worms from a cadaver.
Oh, no. Wait. You're too judgy. He could have been a fisherman.
No. They were like, they were maggots.
No.
Little life worms. You ever heard that story?
No.
It scared the shit out of
that's
me.
That's not a real story.
That's definitely not a real story.
Never fucked another
How do you not notice? Yeah. How do you not notice you leaving with maggots? Yeah. What are maggots?
They're
baby flies.
Baby flies, right?
Yeah.
Where do they come from?
Fucking a bacteria. I don't know. I think
scary.
Yeah, I don't know. I think flies when they lay their eggs on it, yeah, and then they grow. Do you know that's how fucking this is a morbid thought. You know June bugs?
No.
The barbeau.
Okay. You know, I don't know what a barbeau is either.
No, me either. They're like drunk fucking beetles.
Oh, okay. They're the ones that fly to light.
Like
a dumb moth?
Yeah, like once a year, they're like beetles like this big that just like run into
Let me
your
see
door.
It. Okay.
These things. June bugs.
Let me see.
I don't even.
Like those, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And they fly and they're like drunk.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Well, the reason they're drunk is because they live most of their life underground as like a larva and then like a pupa or whatever. And when they grow up like this and they start flying around, flies lay their eggs in them and the babies eat them from the inside out. And that's why they're all fucking drunk and dying. They have a terrible life. 90% of these dudes die from like being eaten from the inside.
Jesus.
Oh, my
God. Sick life.
That nature is wild, bro.
Yeah. They live the same life as Will Smith.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching Two Drink Minimum. The man in front of me is on tour. Mike Ward, Modest, the biggest tour in Quebec. It took mere minutes for him to sell 9 million tickets. MikeWard.ca, if there's any tickets left in your city, you better pick them up right now. And if you're not sure why, head over to patreon.com/Suzekut. Check out the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, Mike Ward Suzekut. You get the entire back catalog. You get access to buy tickets first. You also get Mike Ward's comedy special coming out, Noir, on Patreon.
Yeah, November 25th.
November 25th. And if you're not a patron, you can even go on Patreon and just buy the actual video of the special. But I would recommend you just sign up for the Patreon because then you get the video and millions of hours of podcast goodness. Chris Ramsey is also online. He's got two YouTube channels. One of them is for puzzles and magic. That's Chris Ramsey. The other one, Area 52, is about conspiracies, astral projection, projectile astronauts, UFOs, aliens, Mexicans, all of the above. Poseidon is also online. You can find him on Hinge, on Tinder, Unhinged on Tinder. IamPoseidon.com. ThePoseidon69 on Instagram. Twitter, also ThePoseidon69.
Yes.
Facebook,
Poseidon.
Just Poseidon. 70. 69. Patreon.com/Pantelis. Follow my stuff. PantelisComedy.com. Thank you guys and go fuck yourselves.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.